Question number two is in Romans chapter 11, verse 11. Have they stumbled that they should fall irretrievably or beyond recovery? Oh yes, they've fallen. But what's the nature of the fall? Verse 11. Look at the context of verses 9 and 10. Doesn't read too well for Israel. Again, quotations from the scripture. Notice the Apostle Paul is very wise, and all his arguing has been based on quotations from the Old Testament. See that there? Backing it up with the Word of God, both cursing and blessing, judgment and salvation. Of course, the secret was never revealed that blindness was going to come so that the Gentiles could come in. That was the church age. That wasn't revealed. It was a secret hidden from all those wonderful prophets. As a matter of fact, Peter says, they tried to look into it. They tried to look into and work out that what manner and what timing the Messiah would come. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. But here it is clear. Verse 9 of 11. And David said, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and bow down their backs always. Verses of hardening and judgment. So the question comes again, I say then. Look at this predicament. I say then, have they stumbled? Certainly stumbled. Have they stumbled that they should fall? And the Greek word there is, have they fallen down so that they will never get up again? Have you seen someone fall and get up? Sit on the footy field, don't you? You wait, see somebody get up or injured. Have you seen somebody fall and never get up? Yes. Can't be retrieved. Can't be recovered. They've died. Paul said, is this the situation with Israel? They've stumbled. They've fallen. Will they ever be get up again? Ever be able to get up again? What's the answer? Certainly not, he says. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy and so on. And then he provides the answer. So these are the two questions. This is our first point to consider just briefly. These two important questions. So here we have these two questions which are bold in our notes. Has God cast away his people? No. Further down the page, has Israel stumbled and fallen irretrievably? That is beyond recovery. The answer is no. And out of this, in Romans 11, we have two great truths. Israel's rejection is not total. And number two, Israel's rejection is not final. Let's have a look at that quickly. Israel's rejection is not total. Let's have a look at the nature of that. In our notes, we have these truths. Israel's rejection is not total because the apostle himself was saved. That's the first thing he gives in his answer. Here am I, born out of due time. The Lord Jesus Christ intervened in my life in a miraculous way. A Christ-hating Jew. True? Christ-hating Jew. Not an inquirer or a seeker. He's out to get the Christians. And he hates the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's had a real struggle. Because when the Lord revealed himself on the Damascus Road in Daniel 9, he said, Paul, why are you always kicking against the cattle goads? Or in the King James Version, the pricks. Why are you always kicking against the pricks? That was Jesus' question. You know what the cattle goads are? Yet my wife comes from a country background, rounding up things and so on. The cattlemen there just had sticks, sharp points. And they just wanted to move the cattle along. I've done this as a child. Want to move the cattle along and oh, and it hurts in the back legs to move them along. And Jesus said to him, why are you always kicking against the cattle goads? In other words, God's dealing with him.
He held the coat of
In Stephen's martyrdom,
he held their coats while they stoned him. And that's where it started. That's where it started. God's poking at him. Christ is poking at him. And he's going ahead in his Judaism.
And he was a leading student. He said in Gamaliel's class.
Gamaliel was the scholar of the day. Hillel and Gamaliel, two great schools.
He was in Gamaliel's school. He was the leading student, leading theological student. So God in his wisdom picked the chief student there under law to explain what grace is going to be. So the Apostle Paul could always say, been there, done that. So here he says, Christ has come to me. Even though Israel has been rejected, Christ came to me. He comes to individuals. Then also, in verses 2 through 6, we find they are not rejected totally because there is a remnant now, a group of people who are turning to the Lord Jesus Christ out of Israel. And that is in verses 2 to 6 called a remnant of grace. Verse 2, God has not cast away his people, him who foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleaded with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. Moreover, what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if grace, then it is no longer of works of obedience to the law. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace.
You've got a polluted stream, even though you may call it grace, if you bring in obedience and the works of the law. Remember, we said it's Christ plus nothing, grace plus nothing, faith plus nothing.
In my hand, I bring nothing, says the great hymn writer. So here is a remnant according to the election of grace.
There's an election within the election. There is the national election for the nation of Israel. But not all Israel is Israel. Remember that in Romans 9?
Now God will work through that remnant that is saved even from ancient time. Ishmael and Esau weren't in that flow of God to bless the world. They could have trusted the Lord. And people in Ishmael, the nation of Israel, and the nation of Esau, two nations are in your womb, remember that? They, as individuals, they could have turned to the Lord. Like Rahab of old. So a remnant is being saved. Israel's rejection is not total. And we find this other point here, that in verses 7 to 10, Israel's rejection is not total because the present unbelief was foreknown by God. He was aware of that. He was aware of that. Verse 7, what then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have attained it, that is within the nation, and the rest were blinded. And the prophets foresee this, just as it is written. God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear, to this very day. And David said this sort of thing also. So once they set their hearts against God, like Pharaoh of old, once they set their hearts against God, they become a candidate for the hardening of God. He will even get glory in judgment. He'll even get glory in judgment, in hardening and judgment. He wishes all to be saved. But if there are those who say no, here's the potter. And he can prepare vessels for honour and vessels for dishonour nationally and individually.